And good day everyone, it's McCaughan, Mac, on Monday the 2nd of April. I've just been out for a little walk and with my boyfriends. And lots to think about. A lot of subject matter today or over the weekend. I mean, there always is, but it's quite a bit to take in. What I've heard up to now anyway. Anyway, so this is my regular, not so regular, day after the day before boo. In other words, what did I do yesterday? Well, you'll all know I was at the car boot yesterday, but I'll just quickly run through the day because there wasn't a lot happening, but it's just for the record for me, and if you're interested to hear how the day went. So, yes, a very early rise, 3:30 in the morning. And we got up and immediately the shower wouldn't work. And I had to repressurise it. It's a combi boiler. It's a regular occurrence because we have one radiator that leaks a little bit. Just very, very slightly, and it takes weeks. But eventually, one day, the boiler just won't work. So, of course, my wife was in the scuddy and shouting out the shower room that the water was cold. So, okay, give me 2 minutes, I'll be there. Ran in, opened the boiler cupboard door, and went through the motions of repressurising. Unfortunately, the little knob that you have to open up, as well as opening the diverter valve, just kept turning. It wasn't opening the valve. So obviously it was plastic, or the knob's plastic, so it stripped. So, thought, oh my God, what am I going to do now? So, ran outside in the boxer shorts and a t-shirt, to the garage, opened the garage, up and over door, and found a couple of tools, run back in, and managed to get the wee valve opened and to get the shower pressurised. But this time my wife was diving into the electric shower, which is in the other bathroom, and she'd put that on, and I said, oh, give me a minute, I'll have this on. So she'd put that off and run back in, holding a towel in front of herself for modesty. In front of me? Why? But she just does it. I mean, why does she need to hold a towel in front of herself? I've seen it all before, you know. But anyway, that's just her way. So she had her shower and I had mine, and it was a blind panic, and we got away down. I won't go into details, you've already got the details of the car boot. But unfortunately, because it was so cold, we had dressed up. When we left the house in the morning, I said, now look, put something on because it's quite chilly out there this morning. But when I said chilly, I actually thought it'd be maybe about +3 or +4 degrees Celsius. And when we actually got down to the place, it was actually -4 Celsius. So we were underdressed. And because it was such a ground frost as well, after about an hour and a half, our feet were absolutely frozen. Absolutely freezing. My fingers were gone, and I had to send the wife into the car and put the plaid on her just to get a chill, because if she gets a chill, it's bad for her condition. She has an ongoing condition, she'll have all her days, and it doesn't help if she gets a chill. So I wrapped her up in that, and we have a little gas burner for cooking, putting pots of soup on or other things that when we're away for the day for a run. And I had it with me, we always take it with us anyway for emergencies, so I put that on in the back of the car, to heat my fingers up, and what a difference. And it was like one of those animations where you see ice thawing on, what's that expression, you know, the time lapse, yes, it was like ice thawing on time lapse, and that's how my fingers went from pure white right through to a lovely pink colour. So anyway, we kind of thawed it. But unfortunately, when we got home at the end of the day, you're always shattered by that early rise. Really, it really kills you. It's hit the brick wall, and so we kind of crashed into bed for about a couple of hours, which we normally do. But when we got up, we were both a bit sore and feeling the effects of the cold in the morning, and the basically the the mad panic in the morning, they'd still get away in time. And so I had to have a very hot shower to really make me feel a bit better. And my wife's shoulders had almost seized because the chill she had got. She wasn't feeling too great. And basically in the evening I had to give her shoulders a thorough massage. I do it with my hands, but she also has one of those little vibrating things that gets really deep in. And I got that hot towel around her neck and tucked her back into her big armchair, and she felt much better. So we didn't, the day, that basically that's about the existence of the day, because after that we just really chilled out in the big chairs and watched television till about 10. By that time we were gone completely and had to give up on everything and just go to bed. So all in all, it was a very good day, car boot wise. She made, after clearing her dues, that is entrance and petrol fees for the car, she made £220. And that's, she doesn't have anything really big to sell. It's not like she's selling things at £40-£50 a head or anything. So that was an incredible day. Of course, it was the first car boot of the season. And it wasn't as busy as we expected it to be honest with you. You know, with sellers or with buyers. But I suppose that'll come in the Easter weekend. But anyway, she was very, very happy on the way home. And with that kind of money, she got on, into her little counting house, which is her armchair with her pen and big notebooks. She just loves working with money. Not an accountant, but she did accounts when she was younger, and she just absolutely loves that, so she was fine. So as I said, it was a good day. We're feeling the soreness today and the tiredness. We're both a bit groggy, and so I don't think there'll be anything much to do for the rest of the day. Once I get back, I'm going to have my tea. So a good day, realistically a good day, although it was an absolutely mad scarum start at 3:30 in the morning. So, enough for now, and I will see you later. Bye for now.